sleeping tonight's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. Going to have to run upstairs, turn on a light, dive onto my bed. Hello, theologister sisters and misters.
Welcome to the coven.
So, your last timeline episode, you left off on a truly terrifying cliffhanger. One that I had to put a trigger warning in the description of our last of that episode. So that being said, you left off talking about your dream, if I can call it that, your nightmare of being eaten alive by a demon.
The worst part is that you felt it in that. I can feel things in those nightmares, and it is terrifying and not fun.
So that being said, would you like to continue? Have we kept the audience waiting long enough? Have you kept me waiting long enough?
I think that we've left them hanging for long enough.
All right, so let's get into it. So what happened after that awful, awful experience?
There were a lot of different nightmares that didn't stick with me because this is so many years ago. One that I could bring up very quickly is the one where I was placed in a car and it was on fire.
Fun. Were you placed in the car after it was set on fire?
I don't think so.
So you were in a car and then that car was set on fire.
I was in the car in the back seat alone in traffic.
Well, that just doesn't make any sense now, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's why I'm so confused about that one. However, only the inside of the car was set on fire.
Well, shit.
I could see out that window the two glowing red eyes that I had seen before when I had been eaten that time.
I don't like that.
I didn't like it either. I know, didn't really but like, have a choice.
But like, Arthur, but like, think about me right now.
This isn't about you.
This is about me right now, and I don't like it. God. All right, so you're in this car on fire.
It wasn't on fire when I first saw his eyes, but then it caught on fire on the inside.
After you saw his eyes.
Yes.
Hate it. Hate it. I hate that.
There was no reason for it to be on fire. And usually cars start on fire from the engine, and then they explode, right?
Yeah, not from the fucking leather seats.
Yeah, that didn't happen. It just caught on fire spontaneously.
Like, hey, your car's on fire now.
And the engine didn't blow up during this nightmare. None of that happened.
You were just stuck in a tiny space on fire.
Yes.
Were you on fire?
I wasn't at first, but then I caught on fire entirely. It wasn't slow at all. And the feeling of being on fire is like a bunch of razors slicing through your body, all over your body. It's not fun.
So you're telling me that in this dream, this nightmare, that you felt being set on fire?
Yes. And I was screaming and...
For good reason.
Begging him for help because nobody else was around.
Oh, he's not gonna help you.
No.
He wasn't gonna help you.
The last thing I remember seeing is my own hand on the window and the fire surrounding me entirely so I couldn't see my own body. And then I woke up from that one.
And you hurt like after that?
Yes. I usually hurt for several minutes to even half an hour. Mm-hmm. I do know that there are at least 10 or more other nightmares with this demon, but I do not remember them. And that's probably because...
You blocked them out?
Yeah, they were probably so traumatic that my mind just blocked them out.
Yeah, no, that's... Oh my God. Okay, so... Ow. I'm very sorry for your flesh.
Thank you. I still have it, thankfully.
Yeah, no kidding. So after all those awful, awful nightmares, like what else was happening? Like, what did you do?
I was telling my friend who had talked about this demon with me all about the nightmares. We actually had a falling out and we don't talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But she did tell me the name of this demon.
How did she find out the name?
She said that he just told her.
Oh, demons, do they usually do that? I feel like demons would like hide their name.
They normally do hide their name, so that's a bit strange to me.
Because, okay, so I, you know, according to, like, The Exorcist, again, everything I know about this shit is from, you know, media. It's not like I have real life experience. So everything that I know about demons is from, like, scary movies, like that kind of thing. And so from that, you know, I've always heard, I'm sure a lot of people can attest to this, that, like, having a demon's name means that you have control over them.
Not control, but power over them.
Okay, so that's why that strikes me so weird. But that being said, I mean, those are movies. Do you think that that's, like, legit, that, like, you know, like, when you have the name of a demon, that you have that kind of power? Is that, like, a real thing? Or assuming, you know, demons are real, which I will for this episode.
I don't know for certain, because, you know, I'm not a demon. I don't know.
You're not? Are you sure?
Yes, Emma, I'm not a demon.
Well, thank God for something.
I thought I was for quite a while, but my mother convinced me of something else entirely.
I can't wait to get into that episode.
Of course.
So, okay, so she told you his name.
Yes, and I will tell everybody here that his name was Vega.
Vega.
That is, yes. V-E-G-A.
Is there writing about this specific demon?
I looked it up when I was younger. I couldn't really find much at all. I could find little bits and pieces about demons that seemed like him rather than shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
However, I cannot confirm nor deny his thorough existence other than through what my friend had said and
your experiences,
my nightmares.
So, okay, because I know that you were seeing a shadow person up until this point. One, are you convinced that shadow person was Vega? And two, did the shadow person continue to show up even during all these nightmares and past them?
I don't believe that the shadow person was Vega, and it did leave when Vega showed up.
That's interesting. So what do you think that was about?
I was told by my friend that Vega was very territorial and didn't like sharing the room with any other entities other than a human or anything close to a human.
I find that so odd for some reason that, like, both of these things happened, like, almost at the same time.
It was very close.
I wonder what could have possibly triggered that.
No idea.
Because I feel like if you're suddenly, like, drawing entities to you, like, that has to have some kind of meaning, right? I don't know. I could just be talking out of my ass, but...
Could have been the two near-death experiences that happened.
Well, maybe we should have talked about those, Arth.
Well, we can if you want to, but maybe not this episode.
Yeah, no, we're definitely... I know that there are some parts that we definitely need to backtrack a little bit and fill in some blanks, which I'm very excited to do. Okay, so you think that that might have been the cause, and we'll definitely get into that in a later episode. Sleeping tonight's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good time. Gonna have to run upstairs, turn on a light, dive onto my bed. Nah, that's what I used to do. Now I'm just like, if I'm paranoid walking upstairs, just because, like, usually, especially when I was younger, walking upstairs would be like 2-3 a.m. I just, like, it just tense up. I try to, like, think about something else. I don't know why. It has to be evolutionary, right? That, like, we just constantly want to look over our shoulder and we think, like, something in the dark is hunting us.
Probably.
Because, I mean, hey, I have severe arachnophobia. So that being, I mean, I know that's an evolutionary trait. So, okay, now what? You know the name. Then what?
After I learned his name, it was a lot of asking my friend about him and things that he was up to, where his location was right then. She was able to tell me things like, you know, if he was in my room, like I mentioned the last time. The scariest bit was that he was able to touch me, and so I'd be freezing cold on, like, one extremity.
Oh.
So, like, one hand or one arm, and the rest of me would be entirely warm.
Weird.
which you could chalk it up to anemia if it was both.
Right.
But you can't if it's just one.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that I know enough about blood vessels to really speak too much on that, but it definitely is odd.
I have a chronic disease that affects my blood, so I know quite a bit about blood vessels and anemia and deficiencies and things like that.
I mean, like, so we can't truly rule out if, you know, that coldness could have been some, like, weird way that your anemia was manifesting. Or it could have been, you know, Vega in conjunction with your anemia, for all we know.
The reason I know it's not anemia is because it went away on its own.
No.
Anemia does not do that.
Fair enough.
When he left, the anemia left.
So, I guess in that case, how the hell did you get him to leave?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't get him to leave. He just left.
He just got bored?
I don't know if he got bored. I was never given a reason as to why he left.
That's so cryptic.
And then I think it was like a year later. I don't know. You remember the fight that we had with that particular group of friends. And that was when I had stopped speaking to my friend.
Okay, yeah, it was during that time. God, that was such a weird time in our internet friendship. So this is where, basically, I came into the picture. I guess not long after all this stuff was happening to you. I, you know, was oblivious because it's not like you're going to confide in a new friend about your demon encounters. And then a lot of our friends at the time in our online friend group, and again, we were all like 13 to like 15, some drama broke out and everyone was turning against you. And I was like, I want to be your friend. And at the time I was their friend. And I was like, guys, if I'm here, don't fucking talk shit about my friend. And they just kept going. And I'm like, well, he's not talking shit about you guys. And you're all telling me to turn on him. You guys are the shitty friends. And then I just fucking up and left. And that, you know, solidified to you that I wasn't like a backstabbing bitch. So I was like, why is everyone telling me to turn on you? Do you think that that has anything to do with one another?
I have no idea. I do know that...
Because it did just like happen like out of nowhere.
Yeah, that particular situation happens to me a lot in my life. I believe that I just have bad luck with people. I think that sometimes I might not choose the best friends and then give them too much information and too much trust. So I have trust issues. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to those things.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But that's not what Vega's story is particularly about. That's just how things ended.
Right. So then I guess what is it about?
I think it's just about my encounter with a demon and how things went. Even a warning that I know a lot of people might think about using Ouija boards to try and contact him and see if maybe they could get a hold of him specifically. Don't do that.
Please don't.
It's not just because those are dangerous, but it's because demons will often lie to you about their name. If you say, are you this name? They will say yes.
Even if they're not. Probably especially if they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this little story sort of just turned into like a PSA.
Oh, they always turn into PSAs when it's things like these.
Don't fuck with demons. I don't know why so many people are like into these paranormal games where, like, I don't know, they'll like be in an elevator and you have to press the fifth floor button. Don't look. And then someone's going to walk in, but that person won't have a face. Don't look at their not face. Like, I hate the fucking paranormal stupid game trend. Then there are ones that it's like, oh, like, if you do this thing in a church at night, the devil will appear. Like, why? Why?
And some of the games are truthful games.
I mean,
that,
like,
said, don't do it.
Right. So, like, in my mind, right, for the skeptic in me, because I know that so many people that do these games are skeptics. Like, the reason why they do this is to prove that it's not real. I will be the first skeptic to say, why the fuck would you risk it? Like, again.
My babby witch friend, he wanted to try a couple of them to see, you know, what they were like and to experience these things. And I told him, don't you dare.
You want to have a cool experience? I don't know, like, stay up late and like watch a scary movie. Like, wait until you're like of age and get drunk. Like, don't fucking do this. I don't get it. I mean, like, all of these paranormal games, maybe we should have a whole episode just on paranormal games, but like, oof. I think that could actually be interesting. But I just, all of these people, it's like, okay, only one of two things are going to happen. Either you're right and nothing happens and it was stupid and a waste of time, or B, something bad happens and now you're fucked. Like, either it's a waste of time or you're fucked. Like, I don't see the point. Like, I get if, like, you're with a group of friends and it could be fun, or you're bored. It's dumb. It's dumb. Learn how to paint. Make some fucking sourdough starter. Don't do a paranormal game. Don't fuck with Ouija boards. Just stay away from it. Like, and again, I guess, like, with all of, you know, your experiences and just everything that's had to do with, like, at least this story in itself should just prove to people, like, getting caught up in the shit. And you didn't even mean to get caught up in it. You just happened to be friends with somebody who got caught up in it.
Yeah.
And I guess they, like, sensed your spiritual energy and was like, I want a piece of that.
My mother says that demons and ghosts in particular are drawn to me because I have a very strong spirit. I don't know what that means.
Maybe one day you'll figure that out.
Maybe I will.
Your spiritual maybe journey. I won't. Maybe that's who for knows? The best. All right, so I guess
the end of that story.
I know you only have like more incredible, amazing stories to tell in terms of your timeline, and I'm so hyped. We definitely, there are some blanks to fill in, like I guess preview. I know you want to talk about your powers. I know you want to talk about, like you said, your near-death experiences and how that affected you in, like, spiritually, your, I guess, spiritual awakening in terms of, like, what kind of being you are. Like, I know all of this is, like, so integral to you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
As a witch, yeah, but, like, more so, like, on a personal level and, like, your spiritual journey. And I know we've obviously, like, the fact that I know about it at all. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit. I can't wait to dive more into that aspect of your life.
I'm very excited to share those experiences with you and the rest of the audience, especially more in detail.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, that being said, it is now our fun little time to shill. If you guys are, first of all, if you enjoyed this episode, if you are excited to hear more about these crazy experiences along with the other episodes that we do that are a little bit more fun, a little bit more lighthearted, definitely if you're on YouTube, we could really appreciate that. Subscribe, give a like, comment, any kind of engagement. If you comment, we will respond to you. I don't care how many comments we get. If you comment, we will respond to you. The more engagement we get, guys, the better. The more views, all of that will only just continue creating content. We're more than happy to take suggestions if you guys have any cool ideas. And in the meantime, we also, for those of you that don't know, we've uploaded a special lost episode to our Patreon, episode number 13. Arthur and I quarantined and then met up for the first time ever after being friends for 11 years or so. In counting, and we recorded together in person for the first time, and it was chaotic as hell. It was a time. So we recorded our Reddit deep dive episode together. So you can find that episode up on our Patreon if you guys are curious. And otherwise, if you just continue to support us, we would really appreciate it.
Even just watching the episode is very helpful. And, you know, if you could just poke the bell icon if you subscribe, that
just,
would be
just give it a little poke.
Yeah, just a little nudge. That would little be click.
Makes a huge difference. Appreciated. Makes a huge difference. But that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. If you're listening on another platform, thank you so much. We appreciate every view, every listen. And yeah, in that case, stay spooky.
Bye.